In November, Ingham County voters will choose a new prosecutor. Longtime prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III is facing criminal charges and will formally resign effective in July. Former state senator Gretchen Whitmer will serve as interim prosecutor from July till the end of the year. There are six candidates running for the seat. Current State has invited all of them onto our program. Republican Billy Joe O'Berry and Democrats Brian Jackson and Patrick O'Keefe have already been on to speak with us. You can hear those interviews at WKAR.org. Today, we are joined by another Democratic candidate, Carol Seaman. Carol is an attorney from East Lansing and a one-time assistant Ingham County prosecutor. Seaman most recently worked as a consultant with Public Policy Associates. Carol Seaman, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why are you running for the top job?
Well, I left the prosecutor's office after 11 years of service, doing pretty much everything that you can do in the prosecutor's office back in 1995. I wanted to have an opportunity to look at what was being done statewide and nationally in prosecution and try to improve the criminal justice system and the child welfare system by doing that. Worked at the Prosecuting Attorneys Association as a child abuse trainer, where we train police officers, prosecutors, and Children's Protective Services workers. I worked at the legislature. I worked for the Supreme Court, State Court Administrative Office, the Office of Children's Ombudsman. So over the last 20 years, I've had an opportunity to see how good practices work, what kinds of changes need to be made in the criminal justice system, and how we address families in our communities. And this opportunity was a way to pull the threads together of my career. I've always continued to think of myself as a prosecutor, always had ideas about what I would do, not because I was planning to run, but just because I thought, what have I learned that what I wish I would have known when I was an assistant prosecutor? So I have a very fierce commitment to equality and justice, to bringing diverse voices, and to improving the criminal justice system.
Well, what kinds of, after all of that reviewing of the landscape here, the legal landscape, what kinds of changes would you say the prosecutor's office, what kinds of changes would you like to implement?
Well, of course, I'd have to review the actual policies and practices now, but just generally want to make some progressive changes that would look at how we're approaching what kinds of cases come in. It's more than just reviewing a warrant request. That's a big deal of what the prosecutor's office does, but it also involves helping to shape what public policy is by becoming more engaged in the community, working with law enforcement, community groups, service providers, to really target what the biggest needs are, and then to see if the needs are best addressed by the criminal justice system or elsewhere. We are seeing an epidemic of opiate addiction in our community, like many places in the nation. We have had problems over the years with the mentally ill ending up in jails instead of treatment. We have situations where people, especially young people or people of color, keep getting pulled deeper into the system than maybe is warranted by what their initial behaviors were. So looking at how people come into the system and whether there are other alternatives. Then once people actually are in the system, the charges are issued, look expanding perhaps diversion programs in specialty courts, which I think prior candidates have talked about. They're great for giving the individual attention and treatment, meeting the treatment needs and also the consequences, the punishment for what they've done. And then really ultimately looking at how sentencing occurs, how we allocate our resources for people who are incarcerated. Big concern is when people do re-enter the community, do they have the skills and resources to be contributing members of the community? Or do they end up because they have to mark felon on their job application or because they haven't received substance abuse treatment in prison? Do they end up going back to prison or committing new crimes because they don't have a viable way of proceeding? Mm.
Broadly, would you say that too many drug-related warrants end up in the courts and that fewer of them fewer of them should become criminal cases, and more of them should be dealt with in other ways. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Essentially, and I want to distinguish if we're talking about minor, you know, more minor drugs. If we're talking about marijuana versus, for example, heroin or opiate use, well, there's a distinction between a situation where we essentially have dealers who are dealing in death and dealing in addiction. For those, for people who are the dealers, people who are causing a lot of our turmoil in our community, we should be criminally, we should be prosecuting them, we should be targeting them. For someone who has an addiction problem, sending them to jail isn't going to probably be helpful for them, and it's very expensive for our community. It tears families apart. It's what I'm hearing when I go door to door and talking with people is the struggle with, what do we do with my family member who has an addiction problem?
I'm speaking with Attorney Carol Seaman, one of the Democratic candidates for Ingham County Prosecutor. You alluded to the challenge involving minorities especially I guess in the juvenile justice system and in the child welfare systems. What changes might you propose as prosecutor that would alleviate what you regard as an overrepresentation of minorities in the juvenile justice and child welfare systems?
Oh, thank you.
How do you navigate that?
Thank you. Well, I've been part of, for a number of years, with national efforts, and Public Policy Associates specifically were working to understand and help alleviate some of those discrepancies. And there actually are structures. So the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention has what they call decision points. And you collect data at different decision points. So you have the data about what's going on. You have to know what your picture looks like first. Where are people coming into the system? How are they coming into the system differently than maybe somebody who's not African American, Hispanic, Native American? What does that look like? So you have to be conscious of it. And one of the issues, we're in Ingham County, I don't think we have a lot of explicit bias. We don't have people specifically targeting somebody because of the color of their skin to say we want to arrest you. But implicitly, we have certain perceptions that are impacting how people come into the system. And so we have to understand that. The one thing we have to understand what the picture looks like. I'm a big believer in training, having experts come in, having conversations, really trying to understand what's going on, changing policies, looking more carefully at those situations to see what is really underlying it.
It sounds like a very difficult landscape to navigate here. I mean, does it mean that your approach to minorities and non-minorities would be different, at least subtly?
Well, ultimately, you're going to be looking at the case, and you're going to be looking at just the facts of the case.
Like, right.
So that part doesn't change. But understanding, and this involves in the communities where I worked when I was at Public Policy Associates, Saginaw, Washtenaw County, it was bringing together judges, law enforcement, faith-based community service providers, all offer their input. So it was a community engagement issue. It was not solely the prosecutor. Ultimately, though, when you understand what the picture is, then you start looking for ways. Why are more people coming in? Are there being arrests made at the mall for retail fraud on these kids because this is where they hang out? What we want people who are committing crimes to indeed be examined, but not in an unfair way.
Mm-hmm. You served as Assistant Ingham County Prosecutor, but under Stuart Dunning's predecessor, Donald Martin.
And also Peter Houck. I was hired
And
by
also Peter Houck. Mm-hmm. Very good. You suggested earlier that you would need to kind of review the operations of the office as it operates now, correct?
That's true.
Okay. What did you learn under Donald Martin and Peter Houck? What have you taken with you from your assistant prosecutor's experience?
Well, each prosecutor has a different style, but certainly what I've learned from both of them is the necessity to, first of all, engage with your own staff, and make sure that you're really on top of what the thinking is in the office, that you're helping to guide and train the new attorneys, That you're also engaged in the community so that you are hearing the voice, you're aware when things are going on, you're aware of new issues are developing, new themes are coming along, whether it's increase in gun usage or certain drugs, whatever, that you then also can leverage the considerable discretionary power of the prosecutor's office to address some of the needs that are coming to your attention through the other parties.
Carol Seaman is our guest. She is a candidate, one of six candidates running for the office of prosecutor from Ingham County. I want to go a little bit deeper on opioids here. How would you pursue cases involving the dispensation of opioids to people who are addicted to them? I mean, how big of a problem do you regard opioids? You alluded to it here a minute ago.
Right. Well, I don't have all the statistics of how many people are actually using, but we know that in 2015, 68 people died in Ingham County, and that's a considerable number. That's higher than the rates or the numbers of people dying from AIDS during the 80s and 90s when that was such a big problem here. We would have to bring in all the different aspects. And in this one, we'd have to bring in the medical professionals. I think we have to look for options for, first, legitimate pain control. I don't think people are out there initially dispensing opiates saying, I want to get these people addicted so they're going to turn to heroin. I think, you know, we have people who have true legitimate pain issues, but we need to look at a broader way of addressing those issues than giving them highly addictive drugs and then having that turn to a black market for those drugs or turning to heroin. So we need to, again, strategize with the medical professionals and also the service providers and make sure that there would be adequate resources. If we're going to talk about treating addicts, we have to make sure that we have the resources available.
We spent some time yesterday discussing the effort to legalize recreational marijuana in Michigan. What's your position on legal marijuana?
On personal use, recreational just sounds... personal use marijuana, I do support the legalization and the taxation and regulation. I don't think people should drive under the influence. I think there are a number of considerations, of course, but I also think it's time to look at it. It's time to use it as a tax revenue, to be honest. I think it would be a nice source of funding.
Are you taking a position on Sheriff Wrigglesworth's call for building a new county jail?
I'm not. I think
or will you at some point?
Well, as an interested citizen, I certainly am. I mean, I've been in the jail. I've seen seen its function. It is the Board of Commissioners who ultimately make the financial decisions about buildings in Ingham County. If I were elected and asked to participate in that planning, I would certainly be happy to. But right now, I just
don't have a position.
I don't have enough information now.
You worked as a child abuse training coordinator for the state-level Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan, PAM. What exactly did that work entail?
Well, we did a number of things. One is I put together some of the first comprehensive training. It was cross-professional. So we brought together CPS workers, prosecutors, police officers, all to be trained together, which was kind of novel back in the 90s when we started. We did the first statewide training on child deaths that was also how to investigate child deaths. And we did that with Michigan State Police, with Dean Sanko, who was our medical examiner, with a lot of other notable experts. We developed in conjunction with the Governor's Task Force on Children's Justice, a forensic interviewing protocol to interview children in a more scientifically based way so that the interviews were accurate reflections.
And briefly, what did you take from that experience? How did that experience inform, how would that experience inform your role if you became prosecutor?
Well, it's always to know about evidence-based practices and what works well in other communities always, I think, helps you to develop policies and practices for this community.
I've been speaking with Attorney Carol Seaman, a Democratic candidate for Ingham County Prosecutor. We've spoken on the show with several of the candidates and will continue to pursue interviews with all of the candidates here on Current State between now and the August primary. Carol Seaman, nice to meet you and good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.